我们这个礼拜新约的读经马太三章到九章。
This week we had our Bible reading, Matthew chapter 3 through 9.
那马太的五章到七章叫做登山宝训。
And Matthew chapter 5 through 7 is discussing the
登山宝训 Sermon on the Mount.
The Sermon on the Mount.
那登山宝训里面有一句话，我们来思想里面的意思。
There is a phrase in the Sermon on the Mount that we would like to ruminate on.
我们来看马太福音第七章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
十三节跟十四节。
Verse 13 and 14.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。十四节。
Verse 14.
引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. 14. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
这个是三节啊，十四节告诉我们，我们有两种的选择。
Verse 13 and 14 says that we have two choices.
一个是窄门。
And that is, one is the narrow gate.
一个是宽门。
And the other one is a wide gate.
窄门就是不容易进去。
A wide gate is one in which it is hard to enter through.
那宽门就是很容易找到，很容易进去。
A wide gate has a, there's a way, it's an easy way for you to get in.
所以这里说你们要进窄门啊，这个进是一个动词，表示说我们本身要用行动来进行。
So the word enter is a verb. It says that we need to take action to enter this narrow gate.
那进去以后
，And when you enter,
里面有两条路。
Then there are two paths.
那个窄门里面的路是小的。
The narrow gate leads to a small pathway.
很难走。
It is very hard to trot on.
那宽门进去，这个路很好走。
And the wide path that is after the wide gate is easy to walk on.
那我们就看人的本性大家都希望是很简单的，很容易的不要付什么代价的。
Man's nature is to go swiftly through an easy path that where there's no burdens.
其实我们找工作也希望能够找一个比较轻松的。
In our jobs, we also feel that we want a job that is easy.
但是问题是到最后的终点呢
？But in the end, the crux of the matter is
是什么
？What is it？
这里说引到永生啊。
That is to gain salvation,
那个门是窄的
or internal life. That gate is narrow.
那中文有点点点永这个字，其实原来是没有引到生命那个门是窄的。
And that is when it leads to life, and that is the gate that is narrow.
然后引到灭亡那门是宽的。
And where it leads to death, that is the wide gate.
所以这是我们人生的一个选择。
And so these are the choices of mankind.
包括我们选择不拜神这也是一种选择。
If we choose to not obey or worship God, that is a choice.
或者我们选择拜神，选择一个比较容易拜的，这个也是一个选择。
If we choose to obey a God that is easier to worship, that is our choice.
什么叫做智慧
？What is wisdom?
我们要用结果来帮助我们。做决定，这个就是智慧。
And so we use the effects to help us to make a decision. That's wisdom.
因为每一个决定都会有一个结果。
Because every decision has an effect or result.
不做决定也有结果。
If you do not make a decision, there is going to be a result too.
那如果我们能够看清楚那个结果，来帮助我们做一个正确的决定，这就是智慧。
If we can clearly see the result, then that can help us make a decision, and that is wisdom.
我想很多人工作很辛苦。
I think that a lot of us have very hard working lives.
即使有一个比较轻松的工作，他也选择一个比较辛苦的工作。
There are those who choose an easier livelihood, while others choose a harder livelihood.
为什么
？Why?
因为pay比较高。
Because the salary is higher.
所以现在人在找工作，pay变成最重要的一个因素。
So today, the salary is an important factor when searching for a job.
那我们的生活形态要怎么来过？
Then how do we go through in our life attitude?
如果用最后的终点来决定，就是能够让我们得到生命，那个生活形态就是好的。
And ultimately, how is it that we can lead to life or gain life? That is a decision that, that is a good one to make.
那如果会引到我们灭亡，那个生活形态就是不好的。
If there is a decision that then leads us to death, that is a...That is not a good one.
所以回到圣经来看啊，没有说什么享受就是好的，没有享受就不好，这个不是圣经的方式。
So the attitude of the Bible doesn't say that you're going to be in pleasure through this or that.
圣经的方式就是最后你能得永生，你的方式生活方式就是好的。
The crux of the matter is what in the end you lead to life. That is what the Bible leads you to.Get to.
最后会灭亡，再好的生活方式都是不好的。
And so if life leads you to death, then your manner of living is not going to be right.
那在登山宝训之前，主耶稣跟施洗约翰出来传福音，第一句话都一样。
So Sermon on the Mount, while in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus had a phrase that was similar to John the Baptist.
就是天国近的。
And that is to enter the kingdom.
天国。
Heavenly Kingdom.
这是一句新的话。
This is a new phrase.
人活在地上，怎么会去想到天国？
When man lives, dwells on the earth, how could they think of the Heavenly Kingdom?
那太遥远了。
And that is just very, very distant.
但是主耶稣说，天国近了。
But then Jesus said, we have entered the kingdom.
他来到世间要把天上的国度带到人间。
He came unto this world so that he could bring the kingdom of heaven to man.
那天国就是神的国。
And heaven is the kingdom of God.
主耶稣要带给我们神的国。
Jesus wants to bring us to the kingdom of God.
那个国就在我们的心里面。
That kingdom of God is actually in our hearts.
那个国就在我们家里面。
The kingdom of God is actually at home.
那个国就在我们的教会里面。
That kingdom is in our church.
那所以人生有一个新的追求方向。
So man has a new pursuit in life.
就是我要追求主耶稣所带给我的天国。
That is, I want to pursue all that is to come from this heaven.
这个就是 GPS 最后一点。
This is the final destination of the GPS.
那抓住这一点，我们人生就不会迷失。
If we can grasp this point, then we will not wander.
那从第五章开始，主耶稣就上了山上教训门徒。
Then in chapter 5, Matthew chapter 5 is when Jesus went onto the mount to teach his disciples.
那如果我们从第一节念到十二节，
If we read from verse 1 to 12,
这里有所谓的八福。
Here are the very famous eight beatitudes.
所以为什么主耶稣要把天国带给我们？
Why does God want, Jesus want to bring the kingdom of God to us?
最重要就是他要让我们得到福气。
Importantly, he wants us to gain blessings.
主耶稣来世界在匆匆忙忙，有恩典，有真理。
Jesus came to this world with a lot of blessing and a lot of grace and truth.
这主耶稣要带给我们恩典。
He wants to bring us grace.
所以今天我为什么来教会？
So today, why do I come to church?
就是我要得主带给我的恩典。
Because I want to gain the grace from God.
所以第一节到十二节就在讲八福。
Then verse 1 through 12 in chapter 5 is talking about the Beatitudes.
但是主耶稣带的福气是让人富足不加上忧虑。
The blessings that Jesus brings us spiritual richness, not poverty.
我们世界上很多的福气都有很多忧虑。
In our world, there are a lot of riches and there's also a lot of burdens.
世界上每一个正面都有负面。
If you think about it, every side to a coin, there's a negative side.
这是世界上。
That is what is in the world.
你找不到一个正面，没有负面。
You can't find a positive side that of a coin that wouldn't have a negative side to it.
所以世界上的所谓福气都有负面。
So all the great things and blessings of this world, they'll have a negative side to it.
所以如果我们从一方面看，他很有福气，再从另外一方面看，他很可怜。
We say, oh, this person is very fortunate, but on the other side, we say that this person is very pitiful.
但是在灵里面的福气， 神给我们的福气。
But in the spiritual blessings, the ones that God gave us,
富足没有负面。
Then those who are in spiritual wealth, there is not a negative side to that.
是真的有价值，值得我们追求。
It really has a precious value that we should really pursue.
那这个福气只有在主耶稣里面有，离开了就没有。
And this will only be found in Jesus Christ. When you leave Him, you won't find this anymore.
钱也买不到。
You will not gain money.
所以叫做无价福气。
So that is priceless. It's a priceless of blessing.
好，那所以我们从第三节来看。
Let's look at verse 3.
第一福是什么？
What is the first beatitude?
得到天国。
That is to receive the kingdom of heaven.
天国在地上，但是天国将来也在天上。
Kingdom of heaven is actually on this ground. That is where the kingdom of heaven can be.
那是第一个福气。
That is the first one.
那天国里面是什么？
What is inside this kingdom of heaven?
罗马书说公义平安喜乐。
It says righteousness, peace, and joy is what the kingdom is in Romans.
没有罪。
There is no sin.
很平安。
It is very peaceful.
没有害怕，没有忧愁。
There's no fear, there's no sorrow.
很满足，很喜乐。
There's contentment and joy.
这个就是天国。
This is the kingdom of heaven.
那第二福是什么？
What is the second blessing?
要得到安慰。
That is to receive comfort.
我们劳苦忧伤要得到安慰。
When we are mourning and we're sad, we will receive comfort.
那这安慰从哪里来？从神来的。
Where does this comfort come from? The origin is from God.
那怎么安慰我们？
How does it comfort us?
就是让我们的忧伤、忧愁把我们心里面拿掉。
It helps to eradicate our mourning and sorrow.
有时候把我们忘记，让我们忘记了。
It allows us to forget.
那第三福。
Thirdly,
承受地土。
It is to inherit the earth.
有一块地的人应该是很富有的。
If you have a piece of land, you are considered quite rich.
但是这一块地是属灵的。
But this land is spiritual.
牛奶与蜜之地。
This is the land of the flowing milk and honey.
这一块地在天上，这一块地也在我们心里面。
The land is in heaven, but yet it is also in our heart.
所以信仰是叫人富足的。
So spiritually, it is through this that we are blessed.
真正在追求信仰的人是富足的。
If you really do pursue, if those who do pursue the spirituality, they'll have these spiritual blessings.
但是他的富足是在里面。
But this is all internal or in the heart.
因为他有一块地，承受地土。
Because they have a piece of land.
那第六节就讲下一个福就是得饱足。
The next one is talking about the fulfillment.
就是我们不会缺乏。
And that is to not lack.
你的外在内在不会缺乏。
Externally and internally, you will not lack.
得饱足。
You have received fulfillment.
那再下面是蒙连续。
And then the next is to obtain mercy.
就是得到神的怜悯。
And that is to obtain His forgiveness or mercy.
得到神的怜悯最具体的体验就是恩典很丰富，祷告蒙垂听。
To experience this is that God will listen to your prayer.
然后恩典很丰富。
And then the blessings and grace are abundant.
那接下去的一个福气。
And then the next blessing.
就是看到神，见到神。
That is to see and meet God.
见到神是人生最宝贵、最满足、没有办法比较的经验。
To see God is a precious and priceless moment and experience in your life.
而且这个见到神呢，将来要永远跟神在一起，见到他。
That is when the man will be with God and abide with God forever.
所以这是福气，从地上延续到天上。
This is a blessing on earth that actually is in relation or connection to what's in heaven.
那下面一个福气就是做神的儿子。
The next blessing is to be called the sons of God.
这个就是身份很尊贵。
This is the spiritual status that is invaluable.
他是最高的那一位神的儿子。
He is the high and mightiest God, the Son of God.
圣经说，天使在看顾。
Angels have looked, took care.
既然是神的儿子。
This is the Son of God.
他的父就要听他祷告。
His father will listen to him pray.
但是这一切福气都有条件。
But these blessings have certain conditions.
就是我们人需要改变。
And that is we need to change and transform.
不愿意改变的人难以得到福气。
Unwilling to, those who are unwilling to change, it is hard for them to gain these blessings.
福气是神白白给我们。
Blessings are those that God indiscriminately gives to us.
叫做恩典。
And this is the grace.
但是得恩典要有代价。
But to receive this grace, there is a price.
这个恩典不是 on sale 那种恩典啊，不要钱送给你，一定要代价去追求。
This grace cannot be obtained freely or from a sale.
第一个
first
条件是什么？
What is the first condition?
虚心。
That is to be poor in spirit.
不管你外面再富有，要做到里面好像什么都没有。
Regardless of how rich you are out there in the world, internally you need to be poor in spirit.
如果这一点可以做得到，就可以进到天国。
If you can meet this, then you can enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以进天国的困难不是神不让我们进去，进天国的困难是我们自己很难改变自己。
The difficulty of entering the kingdom of God isn't it's actually internal. It has to do with us.
这个叫做窄门。
So that is why the gate is narrow.
所以我们人进天国的困难真的是要神帮助。
So that's why when we enter difficulty, we really need God to help us.
所以彼得就问主耶稣，这样谁能够得救？
Peter said, Lord, then how is it that anyone can be saved?
主耶稣说，在人不能，在神凡事都能。
Christ Jesus said, in all things, God,
就是要
God, all things are possible.
靠着神的帮助来改变我们自己，那我们就会福气越来越多。
That is to say, to rely on God so that He can change us, and then we can abound in blessings.
第一个是虚心。
That is firstly for poor in spirit.
不是外在很贫穷，是里面觉得自己什么都没有。
That is not to be poor externally, but to be poor internally.
那既然虚心了神的话就可以进去。
And so once you're poor in spirit, then the word of God can enter your heart.
那神的话进去的第二个反应就是哀动。
So after the advice or his word comes in, then you mourn.
要得到神的安慰之前要先哭。
So before you can receive his comfort, you need to mourn first.
哭什么？
What are you going to mourn
要
about?
要为自己的罪哀哭。
You mourn for the sins that you have committed.
表示我真的对我的罪悔改。
Which expresses your true intent in repentment.
这个就是哀动。
This is mourning.
那当我们为罪悔改，神就把罪拿掉。
When we ask God for forgiveness, then He takes away our sin.
那罪拿掉以后就是平安。
When He takes away our sin, then peace prevails.
那罪拿掉以后，圣灵就充满。
When sin is eradicated, that is when we are filled with comfort.
那安慰就在里面。
And then inside is comfort.
所以第二个条件要悔改，要哀哭，为自己罪哀哭。
So the second guideline is to mourn.
那第三个条件
，The third condition
要温柔。
That is to be meek.
当一个人经过悔改之后
，When one has repented,
那就是温柔的人。
That is when they're meek.
为什么人会刚硬
？Why are people hard-hearted?
因为里面有罪。
Because there is sin inside.
他不愿意把罪拿掉。
Because they are unwilling to remove the sin from.
那个罪就使他刚硬。
Then that sin almost enchains them.
所以经过悔改之后，这个人就变得很温柔。
So once you go through this stage, then you become meek.
那温柔了，神的话能够进来，信仰会进步。那一块土地就会越来越大。
So when you're meek, God can enter into your heart, and this land that's in your heart becomes very wide.
我们就越来越富足。
It becomes very bountiful in blessing.
那接下去就是饥渴慕义。
That is to next is to hunger and thirst for righteousness.
对神的渴慕。
And that is to have a very contrite heart toward God.
这个是我们能够得到满足的一个很重要的原因。
So that is the reason for why we can be filled.
对神很渴慕。
We are very hungry and thirsty. We yearn God.
那什么叫做渴慕？
What does it mean to be hungry?
当我们
hungry and thirsty?
肚子饿的时候，
when we are hungry,
我们整个头脑总是在想有没有东西可以吃？要吃什么？要到哪里吃？
All we can think about is what we're going to eat, where are we going to eat?
那当我们对神渴慕，
And when we yearn for God,
晚上睡觉你也在想神。
You even think about God when you're sleeping at night.
有时候在开车也在想神。
When you drive, you think about God.
有时候在公司上班呀，空下来也在想神。
When you're working in the office, you're still thinking about God.
这个叫做渴慕。
That is thirstiness or yearning God.
这个就是难在这一点。
And that is what can be hard is that point.
而如果我们对神真的渴慕。
If we are really yearning toward God,
那我们就可以得到满足。
Then we can obtain contentment or fulfillment.
那接下去啊。
And then,
啊，要怜悯人。
We need to be merciful.
啊，那我们就得到神的怜悯。
So that we can obtain God's mercy.
像主耶稣一样怜悯人。
Just like Jesus Christ, who was very merciful.
接下去清心。
And then is to be pure in heart.
清心是什么？
What is it to be pure in heart?
清心就是没有罪。
That is to be void of sin.
所以这个路很难走，就是要一直去追求，追求到没有罪。
We keep walking on this road until the point where there's no sin.
行为没有罪，心思意念没有罪，讲的话没有罪。
And what you say, your actions inside your heart, and when there is no sin there,
没有罪的地方就是神同在的地方。
Where there is a void of sin, that is when God can abide.
家里没有罪，那个就是神同在的家。
If there is a house that has no sin, that is the house that God abides in.
心里没有罪，那个就是神充满的地方。
If there is a heart that is devoid of sin, that is where God will abide.
那见到神，见到就是说体验很清楚。
If you see, that means you experience and you really experience it. It's very deep.
你看到了，你没有办法否定这个人。我看到，我认识了。
Because you see, it is not mistaken.
如果你见到神，体验到神。
If you see and experience God,
没有一个人能够说服我说没有神。
There's not one person that can dissuade me from saying that there's no God.
因为我见到他，你还说没有神吗？
Because I have met him, how can you say that there is no God?
什么理论都没有办法证明没有神，因为我看到他了。
There's no theory that can go against that.
所以清心没有罪。
That is to be pure in heart and have no sin.
因此，这个登山宝训的讲那个窄门窄路。
Regarding what was said on the Sermon on the Mount regarding a narrow gate.
不止很难进去，进去以后需要很认真去走，不然你走不下去。
As not only is it difficult to enter, you still have to walk patiently through it.
但是如果走下去，一定有一个神给我们的回应。
If you walk this very conscientiously, there is going to be a sign from God.
那个回应就是他的恩典。
His response is his grace and his blessing.
那最后一个福气是什么？
What is the last blessing?
为义啊，这最后一个福气的条件，为义受逼迫。
The last condition is to be willing to be persecuted for righteousness.
所以这个天国八福里面有天国提到两次。
In here, the eight beatitudes, it talks about heaven twice.
第一个就是进门，要入门，要虚心。
First, it is to enter the gate, that is to enter the narrow gate.
但是到最后，我们真的要去得到它的时候，还要有一个条件。
But in the very end, to really be able to see him, there's another condition.
就是为义受逼迫。
That is to be persecuted for righteousness' sake.
这个最难。
This is the hardest.
但是如果我们只有第一个虚心，没有最后一个，天国还是拿不到。
If we are poor in spirit, we just met the first criteria, then you still will not hit all the criteria and enter heaven.
我们想想看，斯提凡被要用石头打死的时候。
Let's think about it. When Stephen was stoned,
如果他那个时候不信了，
if he did not believe,
石头就不会掉下来了，
then the stones would have not come down on him.
但是如果他那个时候不信，
if at that point he didn't believe,
他就没有看到天开了，
then he wouldn't have seen the heaven open.
为什么天开主耶稣迎接他回去？
Why is it when the heaven opened, Lord brought him back?
因为他信。
Because he believed.
而且他信到愿意为着主耶稣放弃他的生命。
He believed to the point where he entrusted his life to God.
这个叫做为义受逼迫。
That is to be willing to be persecuted for righteousness.
那付出了这个代价以后，就是回到天国了。真的天国是他的。
And under the Spirit, the spiritual fortune, this is now his. It's going to heaven.
所以我们在得到这个八福，每一福我都有，但是最后一福最难。
Today, this eight beatitudes we all have, but the last one is the hardest.
要为着义来受逼迫，甚至要牺牲生命。有了那个决心，最后一定可以到天国。
That is to be persecuted for righteousness' sake and also martyrdom. This is when one can really say they enter heaven.
所以从八福里面我们可以看到一条窄路，但是充满神的恩典。
Eight Beatitudes show us a very narrow gate, but yet at the end it is full of God's blessings.
那最后这一条路是通到天国。
And it is that last condition that allows us to get into heaven.
好，那在八福里面我们也可以看到生活当中很多的困难。
We can see in the Eight Beatitudes, it encompasses a myriad of life's difficulties.
要走窄路。
That is to walk the narrow gate.
我们先来看第六章。
Let's now look at chapter 6.
第六章的二十一节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 21.
二十四节。
Verse 24, rather.
第六章二十四节。一个人不能够侍奉两个神，不是爱这个，就是看重那个，轻看那个。你们不能侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
一旦一个人想要得到天国,
there is a person that wants to attain the heavenly kingdom and to attain eternal life.
一个他要进窄门,
that is, they must first enter the narrow gate.
那进去以后,
and once they enter,
要走窄路。
They need to walk this heavenly narrow road.
什么是窄路?
What is this narrow path?
这里告诉我们第二点。
This here tells us the second point.
这个窄路就是不能够有两个神。
This narrow road says you cannot have two masters or two gods.
什么是两个神?
What are these two gods?
一个是天上的神。
One is the heavenly god.
一个是地上的钱。
And then there is the god of this earth.
就是马门。
That is mammon.
不是不能有钱。
And it is not to say you cannot have money.
是不能够把钱跟神一样的重要。
It is to say to not equate money and God.
一旦一样重要。
Yes, there is the money's importance.
我们就很可能为着钱放弃了神。
If we're saying that we are equating their importance, then we say money could be more important than God.
那这个实际上来讲是什么意思？
In reality, what does this really mean?
如果赚钱赚到最后会离开神，这个本身就应该要有节制。
If you earn money to the point where you may leave God, that is a flag for you.
那再讲清楚一点。
To clearly say,
如果一个职位配很高，但是你做了二十年之后，信仰一直往下掉，掉到最后信仰没有了，这个职位也是不好的。
If you have attained a status that is so high but allowed your faith to actually degrade, then this is not a good profession.
为什么?
Why?
因为这个职业就是神, 就是你的神。
Because this profession became your God.
它比神还重要啊。
It became more important than God.
但是如果这个职业配很高，但是我做了十年之后，我的信仰还很老，当然这可以做。
But if this profession is so great, yet my faith is still maintained, then this is a good profession.
所以人不能够有两个神。
So man cannot have two gods.
为着拜独一的真神，把很重要的，如果会影响信仰，都要把它拿掉。
For the sake of worshiping the one true God, then all these other gods must be taken away.
那这个就是窄路，很难啊。
So this is what we call a narrow road. It is very hard to achieve.
那我们人为什么要上班?
Why does man have to work?
最基本就是要工作要让我家庭有钱可以用啊。
So it could allow us to have a financial means for our family.
所以二十四节在讲不要侍奉马门，接下去就讲不要忧虑。
So at the latter half of 24 it says do not serve God and mammon, and the second 25 talks about do not worry.
如果神养活飞鸟，神一定会养活我们。
So if God had taken care of the birds,Then he can also take care of us.
因为我们是他的儿子啊，我们不是飞鸟。
Because we are his sons, we're not birds.
如果神会装饰百合
，But if the Lord can
摆列装饰
，If they can
是百合非常漂亮。
If you can The dormant is very beautiful.
Lily,
a lily.
Yeah.
The lilies are very beautiful.
我们生活的需要神也会给我们。
Then the needs of our life, God will give us.
所以要先求神的国跟神的义。
So we must first, seek first the kingdom of God.
就是要把神当神来拜。
That is to really, revere God as a God.
要过一个神认为对的生活。
And to live a life that is God-centered.
那生活神都会看顾。
Then God will take care of everything in your life.
那这样我们就不需要拜马门了。
In that way, we will not need to worship mammon.
但这不简单。
But this is really hard.
所以叫做窄路。
So that is why it's a narrow gate.
因为整个世界都在拜马门。
Because the rest of the world is worshiping mammon.
我们再看第七章。
Let's look at chapter 7.
这个第七章的是三节。
Chapter 7, verse 13.
一直讲到二十三节。
Until verse 23.
就是在讲做圣工以得救。
It talks here about the when we do holy work and the salvation that's tied to it.
做圣工能不能保证我们会得救？
Can doing holy work, can it guarantee heaven, going to heaven?
这是一句圣经告诉我们。
And this is what the Bible says.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
好，当日必有许多人对我说：“主啊，主啊，我不是奉你们的名传道、赶鬼、奉你名行许多异能吗？”二十三节。
23.
我就明明告诉你们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? 23. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
所以这个地方在讲哦，将来啊，有的人说，哇，我为你做很多工啊，奉你的名传道、赶鬼、行异能，这个做很多工。
Says in the future that there will be others saying that they did many things for the Lord, like that they prophesied and casted out demons.
但是主耶稣说我认识。
But the Lord said, I don't know these people.
离开我吧。
Depart from me.
做圣工是好的。
Doing holy work is good.
做圣工圣经说是不落空。
Performing holy work says, you know, you will not lack.
在天上有赏赐。
There is blessings in heaven.
但是所谓的窄路就是做圣工的态度。
But on this narrow road, it is about the attitude of servitude.
我们看二十一节。
Let's look at verse 21.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进神的国，唯有遵行天父旨意的才能进去。
21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
这个就指着说，我们要用神的旨意来做神的工作。
We need to utilize the will of God in doing holy work.
圣经里面记载一个人叫乌撒。
In the Bible, there is a person named Uzza.
他看到约柜要倒下去了。
Uzza saw that the Ark of Covenant was about to fall.
他很关心，因为约柜是代表神的同在。
Because he was so concerned because the Ark of Covenant meant you are with God, abiding with God.
乌撒就用手去扶。
Uzza used his hand to prop up the Ark of Covenant.
结果他一扶，神把他打死了。
But right away he was struck down to die.
这个扶就是做圣工。
So this is a way of serving God.
但是他不是用神的旨意来做。
But actually, he didn't have the right mindset in serving God.
所以我们要非常谨慎，用神的旨意来服侍神。
So we need to be extra careful when we do serve God.
不要超过神的界限。
That is to not transcend the limit from God.
服侍是恩典。
Serving God is a blessing.
超过神的界限危险。
Going past and beyond that and transcending that is a danger.
不是称呼我主啊，都可以进神的国。
So all that those who say Lord, Lord, they will not all enter heaven.
所以这个叫做窄路。
This is what is called a narrow gate.
我们进到神的面前，能够来服侍神。你看那个撒拉佛在服侍神，一呼喊圣哉圣哉圣哉。连殿的根基都动了，充满着神的荣耀。
That is what it says, performing holy work, and you can see the seraphim shout out "Holy, holy, holy" in the holy gates in the temple.
这是恩典.
This is a blessing.
啊, 所以能服侍神是恩典.
So to serve God is really a blessing.
但是窄路就是要遵行神的旨意.
But on this narrow road, we really need to observe His commandments.
我们做的工作不能够让神的名受到羞辱.
What we do for Him, we have to make sure it doesn't blaspheme His name.
我们做的工作不能够让信徒受到伤害.
The holy work that we do shall not hurt our members.
这个是非常重要.
This is really important.
因为我们所有的服事就是要荣耀神.
In all the servitude that we do, it is to glorify God.
我们所有的服事就是要带给教会合一.
And all the servitude that we do is for the harmony and unity in church.
因为服事的中心是神, 不是人.
Because the center of all this is God.
所以我们做圣工就是遵行神的旨意.
So in our servitude, we must follow His will.
那神喜悦我们就会得福气.
Then He will bless us all.
所以这是窄门.
And this is a narrow gate.
也是窄路.
And this is a narrow path as well.
那我们再看, 这个登山宝训的窄门, 窄路。
Let's look at this narrow path that was spoken on the Sermon on the Mount.
我们看, 20节, 第五章。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 5, verse 21.
马太第五章 20节。
Verse 20, rather.
我告诉你们, 你们的义, 若不胜于文士跟法利赛人的义, 断不能进天国.
20. For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
这个地方在讲啊, 我们的义要胜过文士法利赛人的义.
Here it says, our righteousness should exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
所以这个叫做窄路.
So this is a narrow path.
那什么叫做胜过文士法利赛人的义?
What is it to say that righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees?
从21节一直到32节, 他提到两点。
From verse 21 to 32, it talks about two points.
其实这两点哦, 都是十诫。
So these two points covered is actually really the Ten Commandments.
21节说不可以杀人。
In 21, it says, you shall not murder.
所以文士法利赛人他不会杀人。
Scribes and Pharisees will not murder.
因为这是神的诫命。
Because this is God's commandment.
但是,
but,
他的心恨人。
But in his heart, they hate.
所以圣经里面说, 他看到主耶稣, 他就, 想要怎么来除灭他。
So, when they saw Jesus Christ, they had this hatred and just wanted to know how to get rid of him.
所以说外表没有杀人, 他里面是充满着恨。
Outwardly, they did not murder, but inside, they have already killed.
但是他又不能直接杀人, 所以他就用30块银子就买了犹大收买他, 那犹大就出脸了, 去卖耶稣。
They couldn't physically kill the person, but they used 30 pieces of silver to hire a hitman, Judas Iscariot, to carry out the task.
所以我们要进天国, 不能有恨。
So to enter heaven, we must not have hate in our hearts.
圣经说恨属黑暗。
The Bible says hatred is darkness.
黑暗里面的人跟神没有相交, 因为神是光。
Those in darkness do not have any connection with God who is of light.
爱属光明。
And love is representative of light.
所以这是窄路。
And that is why it's a narrow path.
虽然有人逼迫我们,
even though others persecute us,
我们还是要爱他。
We just need to love them.
这很难。
This is really hard.
所以叫做窄路。
That's why it's a narrow path.
因此在马太福音第五章,
and this, by the same token, Matthew chapter 5,
我们看, 47节,
verse
47. 你们若单请弟兄的安, 使人有什么长处呢? 就是外邦人也不是这样行吗? 48节,
verse 48.
所以你们要完全, 像你们的天父一样完全。
47. If you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? 48. Therefore, you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
48节说要像天父一样完全。
You need to be like your Father who is perfect.
那他讲这句话的前面讲什么?
What is he saying before this phrase?
要爱你的仇敌，为那逼迫你的祷告。
That is to love your enemies and to really be persecuted.
这很难啊。
This is hard.
但是主耶稣做到了。
But Jesus had met this.
那我有些想说，因为主耶稣是神。
We think sometimes, well, Jesus is God.
但是斯提凡做到了。
But you can see, Stephen also, he was able to meet this criteria.
别人控告他说啊，他改变摩西的律法，其实不是的。
Others scolded him for correcting Mosaic law, but that is not the case.
石头打下来的时候，他是全天下最大的冤枉，他没有改变摩西的律法。
He didn't change the Mosaic law when the stones came down on him.
但是他求神赦免他们。
He asked God to forgive them.
这个就是爱仇敌。
And this is a representation of love.
就因为这样，他看到天开了。
That is why he was able to see the gates of heaven open.
所以我们的义要胜过文士法利赛的义。
So that is why and how our righteousness can exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
不但不可以杀人。
Not only is it that we don't murder,
不可以恨人,
we cannot hate someone.
进一步要用爱来取代恨,
and to go deeper, you need to use love to cover hate.
这样天上就会荣耀。
That is when heaven will be glorified.
不简单。
That's not easy.
但是赏赐很大。
But the spiritual riches and results will be great.
第二个，我们看二十七节。
And secondly, we'll look in verse 27.
你们听见有话说不可以奸淫。
You say, we say to you that you cannot commit adultery.
所以文士法利赛人他不会犯奸淫，因为这个是律法。
Well, of course, the Pharisees and scribes will not commit adultery. That is law.
但是二十八节
in verse 28,
我告诉你，看见妇女就动一念，这个心里已经与她犯奸淫，不可以有一念。
But if you look at a woman lustfully, then you've already committed adultery with her in your heart.
这个就是窄路。
That is to say, a not narrow way.
所以你看现在的人这么注重娱乐。
Today, you see, people emphasize pleasure.
娱乐里面离不开暴力跟色情。
Entertainment, you cannot evade entertainment, you cannot have entertainment without lust.
但是如果这一些会让我们有一念。
But if these things allow us to have this inkling of sin or lust in us,
这就影响我们跟神的关系。
Then this will influence our relationship with God.
所以窄路就是不是不可以娱乐，而是要有选择。
Narrow gate doesn't mean that we can't have pleasure. We have to make the right choices.
心里不能让我们的欲望、恶的欲望产生。
We must not have our heart be encompassed with wickedness.
这就很难了。
This is really hard.
二十八节
，verse 20.
如果你的右眼叫你跌倒，就丢出来，宁可失去百里中一体，不叫全身丢在地狱里。
Verse 29, if your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you.
身体很重要。
Your body is really important.
但是如果有一部分让我们跌倒，宁可把它砍掉，让你进天国。
If one of your members, body parts perish, then you should just cast your whole body.
我们生活当中有很多事情很重要。
In our lives, there's really a lot of important things.
但是如果这一部分很重要的事情到最后会让我们犯罪，要把它砍掉。
If there's one thing that is so important that allows us to sin, we need to cut it off.
就是要付代价。
And that is to pay a price.
这个就是窄路。
That is a narrow way.
但是最后的代价是什么？上天国。
What is the price in the end? That is, you will enter heaven.
三十二节。
Verse 32,
告诉你们，凡休妻若不是为淫乱的缘故，就是叫他做淫妇了。
Say in verse 32, but I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery.
人若娶这个被休的妇人，也是犯奸淫。
Then you have also committed adultery when you marry a woman.
离婚再婚，这个世界是普遍的。
That is in the case of divorce.
有时候不离婚反而不正常。
Sometimes it is in society abnormal to not divorce.
但是窄路是什么？
But what is the narrow way?
离婚再婚有一个原则。
There is one condition in divorce.
就是你结婚的对象，他如果是离婚再婚，应该是他的配偶离婚，这样才可以。
That is, divorce is only acceptable when the spouse committed adultery.
如果不是这样，离婚再婚就是犯奸淫。
If it is not this case, then you have committed adultery.
那这个就是窄路。
This is the narrow road.
当我们走在窄路，我们的义就胜过文士法利赛人的义。
And once we have done this, then our righteousness exceeds those of the scribes and the Pharisees.
所以登山宝训很宝贵的恩典。
And so the Sermon on the Mount speaks about very great blessings.
但是我们第一个进窄门。
But first we must enter this enter gate, narrow gate.
要付代价走窄路。
And secondly, we need to pay the price and walk this narrow road.
帮助我们。
And God will definitely help us.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
49首。
Hymn 49.